If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, we'll give away those tickets soon. Short order to the Final Reckoning Mission Impossible. By the way, those anti-Semitic flyers that people gave out in Squirrel Hill, like, everybody's going to have some big, long, involved discussion on it, this and that, get experts on, talk about maybe even the First Amendment and this. It's real simple for me. The people who pass them out can go to hell. I mean, there's not some deep, big conversation that needs to happen. It's not about the First Amendment. It's not about hate speech. It's not about... They can go to hell. They are bullies trying to screw with people who don't want anything to do with their nonsense. And they can go to hell. And karma will get them. I mean, that's just the way I feel about it. So it doesn't need to be protracted or big and long or anything like that. They'll get theirs. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. All right, closed primaries. I have a problem with it. I do. It's bothersome in so much as this, that people have found a way around the system. And that is, for me, first of all, it's disingenuous to register for a party, then unregister just to vote in a primary. I'm an independent. I can't vote tomorrow. There should be another way for my voice to be heard. And I said that earlier today, and on social media, someone was like, you have a radio show every day. You have a big following on social media. Yeah, okay. Well, somebody who lives in the woods and is a hermit, their voice counts, or their vote counts exactly the same as me. So my voice isn't heard any differently. It just isn't. When I walk into the voting booth, it's exactly the same. And tomorrow, I can't even walk into the voting booth. If you can require someone to claim party affiliation to vote in a primary, then you should be able to require voters to show ID in November. Why can we disenfranchise during primaries, but not during a general election? On top of it, our state pays for these. Okay? Our state pays for these. They're funded. Primaries should be just like general elections. Use ranked choice voting. Allow everyone to vote in the primaries. Take the top three votes, the top three people getting those, and then they run in the true general election. Our country would be so better off. This is almost, you know what primaries are antiquated. Primaries are almost like this. Every team needs to have someone in the All-Star game. Right? So you have this team and that team and that, but there's only two teams. What if all the best players are on the best team? You know? Or what if it is skewed some? And here's where the problem is. I obviously can't vote for mayor because I don't live in the city of Pittsburgh. The judges, so many cross-filed. That's sort of ridiculous. They can skew the system by appealing to two different factions, but I'm a third faction, so I don't get to say anything. I don't have a vote. And I don't have a vote on if they make it through or not. But that's also another thing. But if they can cross-file, that screws everything up. All right, here is where the true question comes in. We are told in American society that down-ballot races are the backbone of everything. Think locally, act globally, whatever the hell they say, all that kind of stuff. It starts at home. It starts in your own backyard. School board races, school districts, are supposed to be the most nonpartisan offices known to man. Okay? So much as this. This person is going into an office and they are trying to do what's best for the school. They're trying to take our tax dollars and turn it into a great school atmosphere. They're trying to make it safe. They're trying to make sure there's good transportation. They're trying to make sure teachers are paid well. And the list isn't actually all that long, people that are on school boards. But as we're seeing now with Pine Richland, if you followed that in the news, you got some single initiative lunatics that are on their school board. right? Like this Brusalis lady I keep reading about. So if people like that get in and they keep wanting to beat the drum about one thing, they can really foul up a school board, F-O-U-L. I know I talk terribly like I'm from Western Pennsylvania because I am. They can foul up a school board. So if I live in that district, why shouldn't I have say in the first part of that? Because it's supposed to be nonpartisan. That to me is kind of ridiculous. That if you have enough people push them through the first part of it, then a lot of people are just going to vote straight ticket once it gets to the general election, and those people are going to get in. You can have the discussion all you want about mayor. You can have the discussion all you want about president. You can have the discussion about representatives, but especially at the school board level, that's problematic. There should not be closed primaries. If you want to go ahead, I'll meet you halfway like some states do. If you want me to have to go ahead and pick a side to vote in primaries, then that's fine. Then I'll stay independent, but I'll pick the Democratic primary. I'll pick the Republican primary. That's fine. I'll do that. That's okay. But really, the way that it should work is like I described before, because it forces people like me to be annexed out of the true decision-making. And it's just not fair. But I don't think it's fair for me to skew the system and be disingenuous and register as Democrat for like 2 weeks, vote, and then re-register as independent. That's not accomplishing anything. And that's not in the spirit of our democracy. It just isn't. Because you're not true to who you say you are. 866-391-1020. Great text here. Any discussion today on the city ballot initiatives? One is a low-key way to ask about not doing business with certain entities. No, I don't have any. Because here's why. The ballot initiatives in the city of Pittsburgh are probably not going to matter all that much because, to be quite honest with you, both candidates are progressive. Both are much closer to each other in their ideals and their thoughts and their platforms than people give credit for. And the way that the city votes is probably the pulse of the city. The only thing is, O'Connor is a little less progressive and maybe just a candidate who offers a change. Like, that's what's lost in all of this. Mayor Ganey is a terrible mayor and a terrible candidate. Corey O'Connor, I don't think, is going to be a great mayor. He might not even be a good one. He's just somebody different in a time in which the city is railing for someone different. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Oh, I also want to tell you where I caught one of the candidates in a 100% total fib. And I'll tell you that coming up in just a little bit.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.